humpback whales support a whale-watching industry in Juneau worth tens of millions of dollars. The whales migrate to southeast Alaska every year, but for the past few years, many whales haven't come back. KTOO's Jake Steinberg went whale-watching to find out more.
Whale-watching is a popular tourist activity in Juneau. It's easy to see why. No aquarium in the world could hold what this trip offers.
A couple whales kind of hanging out in this area. Not really sure. Oh, wait, there's one right there.
Everyone runs to one side of the boat. They aim their cameras at a dark hump jutting through the waves.
So that whale that just dove had that little white on there. Her name is Sasha.
Each whale's fluke is unique, like a fingerprint. On Sasha's is a mark that resembles the letters A and K. Humpbacks spend the winter down in the warm tropics and return to southeast Alaska every summer to feast on herring and krill. But over the past few years, some whales haven't been coming back. Chris Gabriel works for the National Park Service in Glacier Bay. She spends the summer sitting in a boat and counting whales. She says the whales were doing great until 2014. Then the number of whales in the park plunged.
It took me aback when so many whales that previously had come to Glacier Bay year after year after year, and we're talking like for 20, 30, even 40 years, all of a sudden disappeared.
Overall, the number of whales in Glacier Bay declined by nearly half between 2013 and 2017. Glacier Bay is the only place in southeast Alaska where humpback whale numbers are monitored year after year, but anecdotal reports throughout southeast tell a similar story. Whale numbers are down. Gabriel has a suspect.
People call it the blob.
Yes, the blob. The marine heat wave that swept across the North Pacific beginning in late 2013. It disrupted the entire food chain. The whales returned to this food desert after fasting all winter. And for animals that need as much food as whales do, there just wasn't enough. So does that mean all the whales starved? Well, not exactly.
We're not seeing carcasses. We're not seeing an increased number of dead whales.
That's Susie Tierlink. She's a marine mammal specialist for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. She says it's more likely the whales just went somewhere there's more food. More humpbacks than normal have been reported in the Bering Sea and offshore in the Gulf of Alaska. But there's no way to know for sure where all the whales went. So now that the blob is receding, will the humpbacks that left come back? Tierlink says that depends.
It seems intuitive that there might be a shift back if the prey became available.
Until then, whales like Sasha will have to contend with more boats following them around. With 60 vessels in Juneau and counting, that makes each whale all the more valuable. In Juneau, I'm Jake Steinberg.